The halacha is that a sukkah has to be at a minimum large enough to fit someone's head, most of his body, and his table. Rabbi Abba asked him, "You seem to be following Beis Shammai because Beis Hillel said that you don't need to have a table in the sukkah." Rabbi Shmuel Beis Zichri answered, "That's not true. I'm sorry, that is true, because yeah, I take a follow Beis Shammai." Rav Nachman Beis Zichri asked, "Who says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about the minimum size of a sukkah? Maybe they're arguing regarding a larger sukkah, and the argument is whether one may eat in the sukkah when his table is outside the sukkah. Maybe Beis Shammai say you may not because he's afraid that you may come to eat over your table, which is outside the sukkah. Beis Hillel maybe is not concerned for that, and therefore allows it." And for the Gemara, they must argue in regard to the minimum size of a sukkah as well, because there are two brises that seem to contradict each other. In one brise, the Chacham, which is the Tanakhama, say that a sukkah has to be large enough to fit one's head, most of his body, and his table. In another brise, the Chacham say that a sukkah has to only be large enough to fit someone's head and most of his body. In both brises, Rebbe argues and says that the sukkah has to be a minimum of 4x4 amos. Now, it must be the first brise that follows Beis Shammai and the second brise that follows Beis Hillel, and this proves that they argue with regard to the minimum size of a sukkah as well. Mazutra said a Mishnah suggests this as well, because when they argue in the Mishnah, the terminology used is kosher and pasul, which is terminology used to describe the sukkah itself, not about the chashash. In fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah also suggests that they are arguing about a larger sukkah and whether the person in the sukkah is yoytze, because the Mishnah says if one is sitting in a sukkah but the table is outside, now if the machlekes in the Mishnah was about the minimum size of the sukkah, it should be written as that a sukkah that can only hold, etc. So you see, the Chari, they're arguing about the chashash, and for the Gemara, they actually argue on both points. In fact, the Gemara Braisa lists a number of halachas that apply to houses, but only when the house is at least 4x4 amos. So must we say that this braisa only follows a view of Rebbe? Rebbe says, no, the Rabbanon only say that a sukkah may be smaller than 4x4 amos because it's a temporary dwelling. However, they would agree that a house, which is a permanent dwelling, in order to be classified as a house, it has to be taka 4x4 amos to be considered a proper house. The braisa that discusses the braisa that was just mentioned says that a house that's smaller than 4x4 amos, number one, is not chayiv in mezuzah. Also, it's not chayiv to have a fence around it, a makkah around its roof. Also, it does not become tamei from the goyim. It's not subject to the redemption limitations on houses that are sold in a walled city, and do not allow one who built it to become exempt from the army like someone who built a new house and has not yet lived in it. The reason such a house is not treated like a house for these purposes is because regarding each of these halachas, the pasuk says bias in such a small house is not called a bias. The Braisa said such a house is not included in an Erev or a Shitav, and an Erev may not be left in that house. The reason for this is because such a house is not considered to be fit to be lived in. Why may an Erev not be placed in it, but a Shitav may be placed in it? Mara answers, a shituf may even be placed in an open chatzar, so for sure it can be left in such a house as well. The Braisa said such a house is not considered to be a house which can be used to combine two cities for purposes of tchumen. In this way, it's even worse than a hut. The reason for this is that a hut is fit for its intended purpose, but a house that's so small is not even fit for its intended purpose because it can't be lived in. The Braisa said such a house is not split by brothers or partners. In fact, what does that mean, that if a house is at least 4x4 amos, it will be divided? We learned that we don't force a chotzer to be divided unless each partner will end up with a piece that's 4x4 amos. And for the Gemara, the Braisa means that the house is not considered a house for purposes of splitting up a chotzer. A chotzer is divided among brothers or partners by giving some precedence to the number of houses owned in the chotzer, meaning the amount of precedence is a matter of machlekes, actually. So the Braisa teaches that this is only true for houses that are destined to remain. However, a house of such a small size is destined to be destroyed, and therefore is not given the status of a house for this purpose, and therefore the field will not be divided based on that house being considered to be a house. It's not considered a house for these purposes.